Slip picked up the box and hurled it at the wall, smashing it to pieces in his rage.
Rubbish, you pup's trinkets! Secret hidden treasure, eh? I'll secret hidden treasure those two little scum when I get me claws on them!
Walking slightly ahead of Mellis and Simeon, the two Dibbons materialised out of the night. Mouse Babe pointed accusingly at Slip, his voice shrill with anger.
Dirty old sea rat! You braked our treasure box to bits!
Slip raised the long-bladed kitchen knife.
You snout-faced little spawn! I'll carve you slices!
No, Captain! Don't harm the little uns!
Shouted Blaggart as he grabbed hold of Slip. The bosun reeled back in agony as Slip slashed the paw holding him from getting at the Mouse Babe. Slip rushed at the Dibbon, brandishing the knife and screaming,
I'll bury ye in your own treasure hole!
He took a leap and was actually in mid-air when Mellis came bowling through like a furred thunderbolt. The two creatures collided with a roar and a scream, hitting the ground heavily. Simeon hurried forward, feeling the air about him as he called to the Dibbons.
Mouse Babe! Virgil! Stay out of the way! Come to me!
Blaggart stood by helpless, his face a frozen mask of horror, as Slip rose from the ground. The great badger lay still, both paws clutching the knife handle, as if trying to pull it free from her heart. The screams of Mouse Babe and Fertile cut the night like shards of broken glass. Simeon's sightless eyes flickered this way and that as he pleaded.
What is it, Mellis? Are you all right?
Blaggart fell on all fours beside the stricken form.
Captain, you've slain the old badger lady!
The sea rat captain stood trembling.
The old fool did it herself,
he snarled.
Jumping on me like that. Got what she deserved, ordering me around all the time.
Tears rolled down Blaggart's face as he rocked back and forth.
You killed her, Captain. Oh, what will we do now, Captain?
The Dibbons were still screaming and clinging to Simeon. A brutal sneer lit Slip's face as he moved into action. Grabbing the badger chalice which the little ones had dropped in their fright, he kicked Blaggart upright.
Well, at least we ain't leaving here empty-poured. Come on, idiot! You're in this with me! Move yourself or stay here and get torn to bits by the Red Wallers! I'm saving me own skin!
He slunk off, letting himself out by the small east wall gate. Blaggart followed him into Mossflower, whimpering.
Oh, what have we done, Captain? That was an happy place. I would have lived there and been a sea rat no more. Now we gotta run. We can't go back to the happy ever.
Slip struck the weeping bosun a heavy blow in his face.
Shut your slobbering and get moving. They'll be coming after us soon and I ain't waiting for you.
Blaggart nodded dumbly and followed his captain into the night-time depths of the vast woodlands. Father Abbot Saxter sat on the ground next to Mellis's body, numb with shock. Oak Tom and Tarquin kept the Red Wallers back, while Brother Malin and Sister Sage took the Dibbons and the very old back to the Abbey dormitories. Tarquin L. Woodsorrel sniffed back his tears and kept a stiff upper lip.
Tom, as soon as it's clear here, I'll get my lance and you get your bow. We'll track the murderers by night and have them slain by dawn.
The big squirrel grabbed Tarquin's paw tightly.
No, first we must see Mother Mellis at rest. It's the right thing to do. Those two sea rats will be lost by now. They don't know their way around, Mossflower. I do. When I'm ready, I'll track them down. No need for you to go. I travel best alone. I'll leave their carcasses for the ant folk to pick over.